It's Friday, August 12th, and you're listening to the Grains Matter Chatter podcast presented by Northcore Grains. I'm your host, Dolores Foster, and I'm joined today by my co-host, Mr. Jeffrey Guy.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everybody. Good to have Dolores back.
I was gone for one day. And we also have Bob Smith with us today.
Hi, everybody.
Good to have Bob back, too. I think they were both gone much longer than one day. Much longer.
Yes, I think so. Actually, I was on the Bee Farmers of Ontario youth tour last Friday and got to go tour the Corth ethanol plant and tour a couple bee feedlots, so that was a great time. So I appreciate you taking over the reins last Friday, Jeffrey.
So the Corth ethanol plant, that must have been pretty interesting. So the Corth ethanol plant, for people that don't know, is what, Dolores?
Well, they buy grain, kind of like Greenfield down here, and they make it into ethanol. But
they buy corn and make it into ethanol.
Corn, yes. But they have finished their upgrade to food grade product as well. So they are actually getting into the food and beverage industry now and selling, I believe it's mostly vodka, actually.
And food grade ethanol is disinfectants. And that's kind of funny calling disinfectants a food grade, but that's what is it, which is just a little bit higher than for gasoline usage.
But they're actually mostly producing beverages than sanitizer.
Which is great. So anyhow, let's get into the markets. It's always great to talk about anybody that is a user of corn. Helps our markets. Too bad we couldn't have one of these ethanol plants in every corner. So,
well, we can't really complain. We have one right here in our little corner too. So
yeah, which is great. So the markets this week, corn's up, harvest this year is up about $10, just under that next year. Soybeans back up just under $20. So 2 weeks ago, soybeans, were down $60 for the week. Up last week, they were up like $20, up $20 again this week. Amazing that market volatility. What goes up and down keeps going the other way. Spring wheat was up about $10, same for winter wheat. So we had a positive week on the markets.
Was it positive all week, Jeff?
Bob, was it positive every day this week?
Unfortunately not.
Volatility reigns. We have up, we have down days, we have everything.
So what caused us to end up here on the positive side?
What caused to pause? Weather. Let's talk about the weather. What do we have to say about the weather markets this week, Bob?
They're the U.S. is getting the rains that they need, and it's cooler weather. We're seeing some cooler weather coming in here, too, as well.
That makes me really worried about frost, though.
Well, according to reports, they say we shouldn't see frost until the earliest, the third week of September.
So long-range weather forecasts are worth about as much as me flipping my coin, I think, and telling what it is, because we don't even believe in short-range weather forecasts. Yeah, so weather, we've talked about it. It drives the markets. It helps. It's one of the big threes right now driving the markets. The weather was hot and dry in the U.S., so that was driving the market, because hot and dry means lower production. Now, the weather forecast going forward, it happened some this week, but especially going forward in the U.S., is cooler with more moisture, especially coming to the western corn belt, which has been very dry. So that's probably going to be negative prices going forward, because that's going to be supportive crop growth, which would be negative prices. So
do you think that combination of rain, which is good for the crops, but the cool, which is not great for corn, will send the markets downwards?
I think cool is just means not triple digits Fahrenheit in the States, which was hot. So it's going to be supportive crop growth, negative prices. But the last couple of weeks, it's been the other way. It has helped prices because it's been negative crop growth. So I said weather is one of the big three. Second one is, Jesus, not the big R word or the big C word. It's the big U word now.
The Ukraine.
Ukraine. Word. Yeah. Ukraine is.
Wow. I actually guessed one right this time, Bob.
But, you know, the market keeps watching what's happening in the Ukraine. They actually started some wheat shipments under the export agreement that was brokered by the UN and Turkey. Some of the corn that had got shipped out. Can you read some stuff about some of that corn shipments, Bob?
The shipment went to, it's on its way to Iran.
That was the original boatload.
Yeah.
First boatload out.
And there's a little bit, they're finding a little bit of concern over quality because it's been sitting there for quite a while.
Well, sitting in the boat. Yeah. And the boats aren't storage beds. They don't have aeration. A lot of these boats are small boats they have over there. It's funny, I read a report today that a couple boatloads a week going out. One boat was 3,500 tons, the other boat was 60,000 tons. So that's a big difference in the boats.
That is a big difference for you know, sure.
That 3,500 ton boat, that's not even a barge. You know, that's a small barge.
So there's grain coming out of the Ukraine, which you think would be net negative prices. But now there's some quality issues, so I guess that's supporting prices. So did that really affect our markets this week? Or
not really, because the grain out of the Ukraine, I think the marketplace priced that in how many weeks ago? Mm-hmm. Who knows how many weeks ago? It hasn't really seemed to be doing much. There's been so many conflicting reports what actually is coming out of the Ukraine, like, oh, they shipped 3 boats today. No, they shipped 5. Oh, no, they didn't ship any. It's tomorrow they're going to ship them. So it's really, we don't have a handle on how much has come out for sure. You know, we just read some reports. So the market hasn't really responded to it that much right now. I think it's probably overreacted before, but...
So overreacted down? Or overreacted up?
Definitely not on the upside, on the downside.
So that means we could maybe see some more upward pressure.
Maybe that's why prices still came up this week, even though shipments are starting to expand a little bit from them. And if they keep those shipments going, and if they really do get new boats going in there, it's not just the however many was boats that were stuck there. Actually, you heard one report, 107 boats were stuck there. It's just fine, hard to believe, but supposedly that was it. So if there's new boats go in there and take stuff out, we probably could see things come down. So those are two of the big things this week, weather, Ukraine. The third thing, and it happened today, Dolores, was the...
USDA report.
The monthly WASDA report. So it came out today, and the August report historically is one of the larger market movers of the monthly WASDA reports. But today, it wasn't quite as much as... It was a little more quiet.
I think we've talked about that before with the USDA report. Sometimes you think there's going to be all this big news come out on it, and then they kind of just pushed it to the next month. So now we have to wait for September's report. And probably then October's, I don't know.
Well, they did decrease corn yields from 177 down to 175.4. So there was some in the market looking for it to go much lower than that. Like the DTN put out a digital yield tour this week that has it down like under 170. But the most analysts were looking for it to go smaller than that. And they actually increased soybean yield. So even though soybean, the good to excellent rating on soybean says decreased last couple weeks, so they increased the soybean yield by 0.4 of a bushel up to 51.9. So that's somewhat surprising, really, that they increased, because the market was thinking there'd be a small decrease. So, like, that was surprising. So, if corn yields are down, of course, they have less production, less carryout stocks for next year.
Which is supportive corn prices.
Which should be somewhat supportive corn prices. Soybeans, the other way. They have more production, more stocks to play with.
I think the other thing we've kind of thrown around here in the office a little bit the last couple days, or we've been talking about it, is we've talked about managed money a bunch of times, but they've really pulled out of the market. So it's interesting to see now how the prices are going when really we think it's just reacting to the actual factors of the market instead of
market fundamentals are being the major trading forces. Oh, that's... should be the way it is. And, you know, I've wrote about this too in the daily blog, how the managed money, the positions have decreased to like 6, 7, 8, 10 year lows in some of the markets, in wheat, even in corn and soybeans. They actually started to increase their corn and soybean position the last couple weeks again. So, but it managed money, remember when they were liquidating, that pushed prices down really fast.
It sure did.
And
like, and opposite, when they're going up, they
when they're going up, they pushed it up fast. And right now they seem to be doing things a little slower. Maybe they, some of them got burnt so bad on the downside. So it's be interesting to see where their positions are going forward. And the markets truly are trading a little more of the fundamentals. However, we have geopolitical concerns. Like, we haven't even talked about China, but there's still concerns with China and Taiwan and how that might affect relations with the U.S., though there was some sales this week of, was it both corn and soybeans, Bob, to China this week?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, both new crop corn and soybeans out of the U.S. to China. So whether that's just a little olive branch China's throwing to the U.S., even though they're putting their military might all around Taiwan, who knows. But it was good to see that they still had some purchases from China. So to finish up that report, yeah, so it was, you know, slightly bullish for corn, should support corn prices, maybe should hurt soybean prices, and pretty much neutral wheat. So much ado about nothing. Next month, the USDA does some boots on the ground yield sampling for corn and soybeans. So maybe they'll have more adjustments next month in their projected yields. So enough about the U.S. Let's talk about what's happening locally.
Well, winter wheat harvest is definitely underway and almost, I would say, almost wrapped up, not completely, but spring wheat harvest has actually begun here in Eastern Ontario, which is, I guess, exciting.
Yeah, exciting. The spring wheat, we have a couple of customers bringing in spring wheat, though I know a bunch of customers still combining winter wheat, both here, you know, in, I know a guy in Dundas County here is going to go at it this weekend. People up in Renfrew still combining winter wheat and that too. So we're definitely open for both, for all the wheats to come in.
And we've heard some great yields for the winter wheat so far. And I think it was definitely all over the board. Some loads had tons of fusarium, some had none, and protein was kind of all over the board. But the thing that seemed to stay consistent anyways was the test weight was good, and I was hearing really great yields out there. So I guess it's too early to hear or to know really for the spring wheat yet, but hopefully it kind of follows suit.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about the yield or the stuff that's come in, but the fusarium levels were really low, like 0.1, 0.2. So that
for
is...
For spring wheat, that's awesome. Wheat, especially that's... after that big rain we got earlier this week, which kind of, I would say, delayed the spring wheat harvest, but that's good to hear that there's still not that much fusarium in it. So
elevator hours. When's the elevator going to be open here over the weekend, Dolores?
It's actually going to be closed. So we're open today until 6 o'clock, but the elevator will be closed on the weekend. But we'll open again 7 o'clock Monday morning.
Sounds fine to me.
Well, I think that's all I had for this week. You got everything off your chest there, Jeffrey?
Well, pretty much. Looking over at Bob, he's got a big smile on, like he's got something to say, but I'm just trying to think what it is. So.
No, it's just I hope everybody has a really great weekend, and good luck with the harvesting this weekend, and hopefully we'll see you at the elevator early next week.
Absolutely. Thanks for tuning in, listening to our little podcast. Hope everyone has a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Stay safe, everybody. Talk again.